cliffcentral.com.
Good morning, you with Wedding Central, and myself, Carly de Villiers.
And myself, Ntombi Nhlapho.
And we have a bride in the studio. It's actually Daniela Emmanuel Cohen, who's actually one of my past brides from this weekend. So welcome, Daniela.
Hey, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Ntombi, what are we doing today?
So today we're talking about, which is a fun topic, we're talking about Pinterest mainly, and how a DIY bride kind of navigates their way through like Pinterest and uses that as a guideline. So Daniela, tell us why you would kind of fit that kind of profile of either DIY or Pinterest bride, or you know, that broad that broad category of bride. Tell us why you would particularly be the perfect fit for that.
We're definitely the DIY bride and groom couple, definitely. But I think Pinterest is also a little bit dangerous.
Right.
People come across these photos and they're like, oh yes, I would love that. Right. Practically in real life, we can't get it in South Africa. It doesn't exist here. There isn't a wedding venue that will just allow you to let 100 lanterns into the sky.
Right, right.
Or hang 1,000 balloons
from the ceiling. There's many restrictions, and people see an image and I think it can get a little bit dangerous because they bring it to someone like Carly and they go, you see this? This is what we want. And Carly goes, right. Okay, that's fantastic. Do you have an extra like 50 grand to just like hire that
50
idea.
50 grand or more like 100,000.
Because that's how much is actually going to cost. And right. That's the thing. A picture is a picture, and sometimes it's been edited or photoshopped, or the magic has been created by the photographer.
Sure.
And it's something that's actually unattainable, or something that's out of your budget, or
sure,
something that cannot be done with, like, you know, the kind of venue you've chosen. And I think people just need to keep that in mind. So Pinterest is great for inspiration and ideas,
yeah,
but then you need to be practical and real life, going, okay, can we actually do this? Do we have like what it takes,
yeah,
to put it together?
100%. And I love that you've said that, because people are, like, people
this
don't
is coming from the words, the mouth of a bride,
a DIY bride,
a
DIY bride. And I love that you've said that, because I always say that I wish Pinterest came with like a price bracket. You know,
exactly,
you clicked on something,
exactly,
or if you hovered over it, I wish it came up with
very good idea
indication, because people have no idea how much things actually cost. And they,
exactly,
send you this. And another thing with Pinterest is that DIY element.
Yes.
They make it seem like everything is absolutely possible. Tell us,
yes,
about a couple of the DIY elements you had at your wedding.
Which one?
Yeah, so our wedding was this past weekend on Sunday, the 29th of January. And one of the things that we really wanted but couldn't afford to just get made was giant paper roses.
Right.
The venue that we chose was City Hall in Johannesburg, CBD.
Which is gorgeous.
It's magnificent.
So underrated. People have no idea. Like,
I've never been there.
And so you guys were doing your wedding. Carly told me about it. And she was like, girl,
exactly,
you got to check it out.
And you know how many people have phoned me since I posted a photo? Where was that?
Is that like, Joburg?
First of all, it's Joburg City Hall, but the logistics around that is
exactly,
also another
exactly,
story.
Right. No, we created a logistical nightmare for ourselves. And
for me.
Yes. for Carly and her team. And it was definitely very, very difficult to work around that. So I did get a call from someone else, and they said, you know, we would love to have a wedding there. And I'm like, are you ready?
Who is planning this wedding?
Are you ready? And she's like, oh no, it's my daughter. She's getting married.
Right,
she's 21.
Right.
I'm like, okay, good luck, mom. Good luck, my babes. Because it's really
a lot.
It's a big undertaking. But we were determined and we were, you know, set on doing it. So one of the things we really wanted was paper roses. Now, because City Hall is so big,
right,
you cannot make some tiny little paper rose
right,
and think that it's going to look fabulous in the space. You're going to need like 2,000-3,000 at least.
Wow.
To make it look big.
Right.
So we decided, no, we need giant paper roses. So this DIY bride decides, hey, we can learn anything off YouTube. So I went to go look on YouTube, and I was sitting with two of my bridesmaids a couple of months ago, and I showed them this video of this woman in Thailand,
right,
making these giant paper roses.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, that looks quite easy. I can do that. I spent the whole first year of varsity making paper models. I'm sure I can do this.
I got this.
So I attempted to make one, and I made a small one, and I was like, oh no, that wasn't so bad.
Right.
And then you think about how you need to make it out of A1 sheet petals.
Oh my God.
And you need 20 petals. But because my husband loves
20
me.
20 petals
for each
rose.
Per rose.
Jesus.
So because my husband loves me so much, he actually said.
He was phenomenal. Daniela, you have a good husband.
Yeah, we're keeping him.
I better hope so.
Yeah. So now I have to. Now I'm stuck.
A couple of days in, no,
Yeah. Done and done.
So he actually helped me. We created a template and then we cut it. And he discovered halfway through that actually, oh my word, the video has subtitles in English.
Oh my God.
This woman was talking in Thai the whole time. And I'm like, oh yes, okay. And I was just watching what she was doing because I obviously couldn't understand it. But we did it. And the first rose took us 3 hours to make. But after that, we got it down and with tracing, cutting, and gluing, we used a glue gun and paper to do it. A lot of paper. Killed a couple of trees.
Right.
So worth it, though.
Right. Right.
And we basically put together 20 paper roses, and each rose is about a meter in diameter. It's really
it's about a square meter.
Yeah. I mean,
we had to transport them. It took us 2 trucks to get them there.
Yeah. I remember. I mean, Shannon is short. She's pretty much like me in terms of pint sizeness, and it was practically basically
Shannon's my assistant.
And she posted a photo standing right there.
I'll actually post a photo on
these are monster flowers. Might eat Shannon.
If you go to our Facebook page, Wedding Central, I'll post a picture after the show just so you can see how big they actually were.
Part was when we did a site visit with Carly, we put the rose down, it was like, it's tiny.
Yeah, it's just that hole was just so big.
Yeah.
It just
the ceiling.
Yeah.
The ceiling is 20 meters high. I mean, it's really very big, and it's 27 meters by 29 meters across. It's really, really big. So, one of the other things was space planning, because we only had about 250 people at the wedding.
Only.
No, for a Jewish wedding, that's small.
Because you guys range in the 400.
Yeah, exactly. We're like 350. Yeah. Is that it? We're all the aunties. it was considered small. We cut down our numbers because we wanted smaller.
And question, how many people were, you had it in Joburg CBD.
Yeah.
I mean, I never told you, actually. I got my assistant's first fine.
Oh, nice.
She's never had a traffic fine in her life.
Oh,
and
God.
I had, when we were doing your site visit, we drove up the bus lane because we didn't know Joburg. It's all one ways. And, I got stopped and the guy asked me for my license. I didn't have my license on.
You gave me your chance.
So we've had lots of stories. But how many of your guests were a bit nervous of going into town?
Well, one of the things that we did was, my parents were quite supportive of, okay, it's in town, we go there. My dad came to check it out and he's like, no, it's very clean. It's very nice.
Right.
Yeah. The funniest thing was that town was very clean. We got into the hall and it was trashed.
Oh,
there was a Woman's Day event the day before and it was trashed. The whole hall was filthy and dirty. But a lot of our guests, what we did, actually, we put the website, which was the invitation that we put together for our wedding, was actually we had a step-by-step driving video of
which
how
you
to
guys
get
did yourself as well.
Yes, we did ourselves.
It was phenomenal.
Really?
Like literally, you could download the link and while you were driving, you could watch where you go.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
One of our friends actually, he does post-production editing of videos. So we had 2 videos on our website and he did both of them with us. So we were meant to get a GoPro.
Right.
We didn't have one. So DIY, took a cell phone, taped it with duct tape to the mirror and drove.
That's
from the
excellent
ceremony venue to the reception so people
that's
could
brilliant
see exactly where to go.
It is very difficult with the one ways.
And this is the thing, in town, if you don't know which way is left or right, and if you miss one turn, you can find yourself,
And then you're like, why am I by plastic world?
Yeah.
Sudden.
So just to go back to your plastic, your paper roses.
Paper roses. That was just one thing that we decided to make ourselves.
What are elements that you kind of, just for somebody who's listening, who's maybe saying, right, I'm going to do this DIY, what are elements as you approached it or as you were going through it that you realized, shucks, I didn't actually plan for this part or whatever? What are things that people maybe underestimate when it comes to...
That is probably everything.
things kind of hit you all of a sudden. You're like, oh my word, we didn't think about that. What about these? The wedding approaches, it's a deadline.
Right.
We approached it, my husband does, as if it's a giant varsity project and the deadline is coming and it's crashing and it's very soon.
Right.
And also you're the bride and groom, so you also want to take a day, relax, chill, just take it all in on the day and hand over to Carly and go, good luck, my friend.
Which I must be honest, it was one of our most challenging weddings because Danielle and Ari were doing everything themselves. It was a bit of like, we want to help, but we can't because we know that they want to have everything in control.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing about doing things on your own. Like, you don't realize how much paper you need.
Yes.
Initially, it might seem like something that's very approachable, maybe even something that's affordable. But then you start to realize the logistics again of costs and actually putting it together. The time also. I know the first one took you 3 hours. How long eventually did you guys get your setup time for one rose?
We got it down. No, we did all of the tracing, then all of the cutting, and then we assembled.
Line.
Yeah. It was the two of us, and you know, it actually was going to take us too long to teach anybody else.
It would have been 60 hours if you had taken three hours of rose.
Yeah. So, no, we got it down to about 45 minutes.
Oh, cool.
And the cost was quite good because we negotiated down the paper because we were like, listen, we're buying 200
sheets.
Yeah,
you were definitely good at negotiating.
Very good at negotiating.
Bargain hunter.
Bargain, but something
that's your job, isn't it? Right. I mean, what's your company called?
Shopology.
And you shop for a living. But
exactly. So you always know where to find the best deal. Right. And Ori and I are hustlers, you know.
Yeah.
Between the two of us, other people come and ask us where to get stuff and where to source things from. Now we know even more.
How many venues? I mean, I remember sitting in the first meeting. I mean, there's nothing like Daniela. We knew when we had a meeting with Daniela, it's 3 hours.
Oh, really?
Because there wasn't enough time to talk about everything.
She can talk.
No.
I can't see that idea.
But how many venues did you end up going through to find that perfect venue?
City Hall was actually venue number 100. And when we walked in, I was like, I took a breath and I went, oh my word.
Do you feel for me?
The expanse. By the time we got to Carly, though, we're like, we've got the venue. That's all we've got.
Take the venue. Yeah.
And the truth is, you know, because I'm an interior designer, the first thing you need to know is venue because the venue dictates everything else. Sometimes the venue comes with tables and chairs.
Sure.
City Hall was empty. So we had to build basically and bring everything.
You could have had some chairs, but they were all stuck together.
Yes, they're benches.
They were like, you know, those old school, like you in like at an airport. Yeah, they're all stuck together.
So like four chairs.
We could have done an airport theme. I could have gone with that.
You could have actually.
Not so much though.
Vintage luggage. No, I see the look. But you know, there are things, as you said, like that are DIY, and then you got to kind of just hand over and say, you know what, you guys do this.
Yeah. How do you make the decision of deciding that this is definitely a DIY item and this is definitely a handover item?
I think it depends on time, like how much time do you have left? How much budget do you have left? Mm. Can you afford to pay somebody to do it for you? Mm. Or do you have enough time to do it yourself and figure it out and, you know, make a rose for three hours?
And that's the thing. If you're not paying somebody to do it, you actually almost go through trial and error to kind of get to your final product.
If you had to say somebody now.
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm flipping the coin. If somebody had to come to you and say, Daniela, I want you to make me paper flowers, how much would you charge him for it?
3,500 rand. Apparently, Lani, when she came to us, she said that that's about how much they go for. That size.
That size.
So because I looked before, the smaller ones were about, you know, I don't know, 1,000 rand.
Yeah.
The smaller than the ones we made were about 1,000 rand. And it's because it takes the time and effort. It's not so much the material, it's the labor.
Yeah.
The labor, you make it by hand.
And you have to literally, you can't tear the paper.
No, you have to be careful.
Yeah, you have to be so
and then the technique.
The next challenge was, we have 20 huge 1 square meter paper flowers. How are we going to put them up?
Because it's just the heads of the flowers.
Yes.
It's
the heads. Okay. And then you want to position them in certain places. So that was another fun thing to throw in the mix.
Yes.
Yeah. Other than the flowers, what else was DIY-esque? And I mean, that video idea, amazing. I think it's like gold.
Yeah,
you know?
So the website, we built that from scratch, actually.
Okay.
It wasn't a template. It wasn't one of these, you know, kind of wedding setup.
Brilliant.
You know, we didn't want to do, most of our friends send out paperless post.
Right.
Kind of comes as an envelope, opens, very nice. You can pick music, you can pick a picture. And, we wanted different. So our kind of whole theme was Art Deco, 1920s, that
beautiful,
like old school glamour.
Right.
And City Hall was perfect for that.
I mean, your dress was just everything. You know, it was thought out to the T.
It really, really was. And everything kind of, you know, went together. So one of the other things was Greg Gatsby, that inspiration of the Leonardo DiCaprio movie was we wanted flying sort of hanging butterflies.
Right.
And there was something else we like looked at, like, you know, buying or can we make them? So what we did, typical hustlers, we bought them for very, very cheap. The actual paper, they little paper butterflies. We'll have to post a picture.
Right.
I'll post it on the wedding picture. And they were basically, what we did with them was we spray painted them ourselves and then strung them ourselves onto gut. So you couldn't actually see how they were attached.
100%.
And each one was sprayed with like either gold or silver, a bit of glitter.
So like they like shimmer as they move.
They glinted in the light.
How many tins of spray paint did you go through for your wedding?
how many butterflies?
So there were 56 strings of butterflies, and each string had between 10 to 13 butterflies. Each of them we sprayed ourselves, and we strung them and put them onto the gut ourselves, and then rolled them up so the guy who did the whole balloon installation could actually put them up.
Then they sprayed coffee beans. They sprayed their skylines. Yes. They sprayed a lot of stuff. I really want you don't even know how many you went through.
No, it's tons. We had about 30 kilos of gold coffee beans. So the coffee beans is because my husband actually works in a coffee roastery in town in Bramfontein called Double Shot.
Okay.
So he had boxes of beans that were for training, and it didn't have anything to do with them. They were just sitting in the storeroom, and his partner said, "You know, take them. Just take them. We've got nothing to do with them." And then we were like, "What if coffee, we spray them gold?"
Yeah, because I mean, your centerpieces, they were gorgeous. They were city skylines.
Beautiful.
So the one side we had moss because Johannesburg, we do have beautiful trees. Yes, and so bring in the green side. Definitely. And then the other side we had these sprayed gold coffee beans, so it looked like little bits of gold.
Yeah, it's Johannesburg, the gold rush. Yeah. That's why everyone's in Joburg now, is because of the gold rush.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the coffee beans, I mean, he works in coffee. We love coffee and we're both coffee snobs. Mm-hmm. So we thought that was great. And then gold just, you know, makes it a little bit more special.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah, all the skylines were gold. So the way we basically did the floor layout was the left-hand side of the hall was all town.
Right.
City streets, you know, Mele, Juta Street, Dakota.
Right.
And goes into William Nicol. And then the right-hand side was all Santa. And so Maud Street, West Street, Catherine, Ravonia Road.
Love, love.
Yeah. And then each skyline on the table was basically corresponding to Santon or corresponding to town.
Oh, beautiful.
And almost every single table had its own skyline that I drew myself. Okay. And then we had them laser cut out and spray painted gold.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
More DIY. Why not? Throw it in there.
To set those skylines up, OMG, it was because we didn't, when we got them from you, we didn't label them.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So we were like, where does this go? And we're like, oh my gosh.
Oh no.
So that's like on the day, you know, for setup, it's, I mean, can you imagine you try to set that up yourself? Can you imagine on the day you were a DIY bride?
No, you
wouldn't have been able to.
I actually did consider putting one of my bridesmaids as a stand-in bride, and I would just run the wedding.
Yeah.
I said to my husband before, you know, we have the bedecken.
Right.
You come and check. The whole thing comes from the Bible with Rachel, that, you know, her dad passed her off as somebody else, and there was actually another bride her sister. And I said to him, you just better check it's actually me, because I might actually be
running around
setting up things for the wedding. So I was like,
I'm glad you trusted us.
Just lift a bit. But that's another thing. How important was it, if you are doing so many DIY elements?
Yes.
Number one, how important was it for you to choose somebody that you could hand things over to?
Yeah.
Like, why did that become a requirement? Because I would think somebody who is DIY, who is so in control, and, you know, you seem like you really had your head on, you know, with this whole wedding and all the details and stuff and the timing. I mean, it seems like it came together great.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah. And at which point did you decide you definitely still need to have an expert there, either for, I don't know how long you guys were involved in terms of wedding specialists. Yeah. How long, like,
quite a
why
few months.
Would you, yeah. Did you have them there as a comfort thing, or did you originally book them as just on the day?
Comfort,
I think or more the, or like a consult almost thing to say, I'm thinking of this. What do you think?
Yeah, you do weddings. What do you know? I mean, obviously we turned to Carly and her team for advice, but when we went to go meet our caterer, he has a hall that he owns, but he also comes out and does events.
Right.
Gary Freeman caterers. And he said to us, well, who's your decorator?
Right.
And we're like, we're the decorators, you know, bride and groom couple
here
team.
We are.
We're the decorator. And he said, no, but who's going to set it up on the day? And I was like, well, us. And he was like, you can't set it up. You're the bride. You have to be in photos running around, taking photos of his hair, makeup. And then we realized, oh, actually, you're right. We need somebody to coordinate this. Mm. And then when we started really getting into it of the logistics of how nothing could be at the venue before the day because things go missing.
It's town after all.
Get stolen.
Yes.
We were warned. We were warned by the wonderful guy who runs the venue that he said to us, you know, the security are the ones who steal. So that's always fun.
And the people you must trust.
Exactly. Right? So he said, you know, you really should be careful. You shouldn't leave anything here. And obviously everything that you're renting, you're paying a deposit for.
Right.
You do have to be careful. It's going to be on your account if something happens. So nothing could arrive. And the fact that it was a Sunday, a lot of businesses don't work Sundays. So that was also a fun details of the rent in the mix there. Would have gotten married on Thursday then. I would have known.
But you know what? The plus side to the Sunday, town was
quiet.
So nice. I was lovely. I could live here.
I was moving in.
And then you go the next day and you're like, okay, maybe not.
Maybe not. Very loud. Yeah. Very noisy. Very messy.
Yeah. Sunday, I think a weekend in town is great because it is so quiet.
So brilliant.
Traffic is not an issue. Taxis hooting. All of that stuff is not like an issue. But like you were saying, in terms of that deciding point of bringing somebody on board.
Yeah. So he said to us, you definitely need someone. You cannot set up yourselves. You need a coordinator. And so we went on to hunt a coordinator. So in total, we looked at 127 venues. We spoke to 11 coordinators.
I don't know if I'm supposed to take you serious. Yeah. Is that like a legit?
No, I'm being serious. She's being serious.
So venue number 100 was City Hall, but then we spent about a month fighting with our families to have it there because they were like, town, oh my word, it's so dangerous. How could you possibly bring all the guests there? People are at risk. We must get security. There was a whole freak out about having it in a town. And the fact that the venue was actually very big and actually too big for our numbers.
Right.
So we started looking again at more places. But a lot of the places we contacted for whatever reason were out straight away.
Right.
So we didn't go to them. The ones that were options, we actually went to. So off we go every Sunday to see like four or five venues. And like, okay, today we are heading Mulderstrup.
Okay.
I said, I felt like we were in the Amazing Race. It's like, okay, your wedding task for today, travel to Mulderstrup, go to the different farms, go to the Italian village that sort of looks like a wedding venue. Every day was like another, like, okay, these are your tasks for the day. Yes. And I'll be like, okay, you go here, I'll go there, we'll split up, we'll meet back in 5 minutes. Tell me what you can find. It's like, okay,
oh
I came back.
God.
It's very expensive.
That is hilarious. That's hilarious. Wow.
So the problems with venues went as follows. Either it was too far.
Right.
Mulderstrup was out. Our heart of beer spot was out. Anywhere out of a 15-kilometer radius.
Yeah.
Our mothers were like, there's old people coming. You can't expect them to drive all the way and drive back at 12 o'clock at night. It's not safe. So that was out. Wasn't allowed to be in town.
Okay.
Yeah, that got thrown out the window.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the underground parking, I think, like, it over.
Okay. Yeah.
No, that was safe, secure parking. It wasn't like there was another venue we looked at with parking on the street, and that was just not an option.
Going to work,
you know, town at night on the street, the guests are coming looking fancy.
Handbags.
Exactly. So that was out. We couldn't get married anywhere that didn't have like a backup venue if it rained.
So
it was like, oh, it's a beautiful garden. And if it rained,
weekend was full of rain.
But on our wedding day, it was lovely. I put a broomstick in the tree.
Yeah. I mean,
I told you it would work.
Yeah. But we also always say nice, bright, nice weather. That's just kind of how it works.
If you're a meanie, good luck
with the rain.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we needed the sunshine because our ceremony was outdoors and there was no backup for that. Also the other problem was price. I mean, Johannesburg is a city. Stuff costs more when you're in the city. Mm. And we found like a warehouse in Sandton for 45,000 rand. So it was like, great. But there's nothing there. And then you start calculating the cost of bringing everything there.
In.
And it's really a warehouse. There's nothing there. And it's just not worth the money.
100%.
The other thing was obviously we had kosher catering because it was a Jewish wedding. So they charge a surcharge.
Right.
So 25,000 rand venue high. Okay, great. Cool. Now we could deal with that.
Plus.
This anywhere between 65 rand to 350 rand per head.
Right.
So then without food.
And you still have to pay for the food over and above.
Exactly.
And then your menu cost ends up being something like 600-800 rand.
Exactly, per head.
I've always had, you know, like my past Jewish couples, it blows my mind at how much extra you have to pay just because of your religion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It really is.
It's not really fair. Yeah, but and I think that's why I'm hoping eventually Joburg venues change their minds. I mean, I feel like people would be happier to pay a higher venue hire
exactly.
and then bring in their own caterers. Yeah, and I feel like that should be something that should be open to everyone. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, for me, it was a learning curve this weekend. Yeah. Because, I mean, a lot of the clients that I will do as a Jewish wedding is maybe a non-Jewish person marrying a Jewish person.
Yes, they do a lot
of this. And it was one of the first full-on Jewish weddings. Yeah. And, you know, I had to rely a lot on Gary. And, I mean, Gary said we sat at 2 o'clock in the morning while the venue was like completely, like there was stuff all over the floor. Yeah. And we just sat there and he said to me, you know, I have not had a coordinator handle a Jewish wedding like this so well in a long time. And he says, have you done it before? And I was like, no, that's
my first time. Who wings it?
I mean, I've done Jewish weddings, but not full on,
Jew. Yeah. No, I mean, most of the weddings I go to are Jewish, but they're at one of the only two halls that are owned by the two Jewish kosher caterers. Yes. And when we got engaged, I turned to Ori and I was like, anywhere but those two. Anywhere but those. And I didn't realize what a task was going to be. I thought, okay, let's start. And we got engaged last year in end of June, and we had our engagement party in his garden. Beautiful. We just got platters. We put up balloons. We had a marquee. We managed it on a very, very tight budget. And we did our own bar. You know, we did everything ourselves also for that. And we actually made ribbon strings for that. And people came and they were like, wow, these are amazing. Where'd you get these? And we're like, we made them.
I think we've started a trend now. Yes. Because we have all the Jewish community at Joburg's.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
If you need anybody, I know.
It's now the third venue.
We have a new venue, everyone. Everyone send out a message to the Jewish community. Yeah, so we have a Facebook group at Joburg Jewish Mommies. Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, I was standing this wedding at City Hall. I know, I'm waiting. Like, hashtag OCD wedding. Tag at Danielle Emanuel.
What would you say in terms of detail for DIY brides? At which point do you, like, for example, we have a lot of brides that do want to do their DIY, but then the product doesn't come out as good quality.
Yeah.
As, like, you're one of the very few brides where you said you were going to do something and then it came out and it was actually beautiful. At what point do you, kind of in terms of standard, at what point would you advise somebody to just let it go?
Let it go.
Like, if it's not working,
just let it go.
At what point do you just say, just pay for it, rather?
Yeah. So, as I said, I have a background in design. I do art. I paint. I'm already, like, a creative. Ori's also, I mean, he's a creative. He studied at Vega. I studied Green Dye Design Center, and I did interior design. I built paper models for a whole year, so I know the nature of, like, building models and doing it.
And also, and even when it painting. Came to her floor plan,
right,
it was phenomenal because she had drawn out her floor plan and it was all to scale. So when, because the it was not separate tables, it was two. It was basically two tables, but all into streets. Into grids. So I could even, when we were setting out the tables on one side and the other side, I could say, okay, right, this table that's jutting out here is right in line with that excess.
Okay.
So you could actually, and everything was to scale.
Right.
Which we would normally do, but it's just, it was so great that we had a client that was
knew that. Yeah. Who understood that kind of background. Exactly. And this is the thing, a lot of brides don't understand that we need that kind of detail in order for it to work perfectly on the day.
And this is when the problems come in with the Pinterest. They bring you something and go, but that's not going to fit in your hall, or that's actually way too big for your hall. You know, you've got to think a lot of the time. What we had to think about was scale. You have to, you know, the hall is big. We actually went measured it, and then what I did was that floor plan was drawn up in 3D.
Yeah.
So I drew City Hall in 3D. I now have a great,
so
fantastic
we had a flat
model.
Version, and we had a 3D version. It was great.
Yeah. And the famous Tiffany chair, which is used at almost every wedding all over the world. I don't know why. It's like the international wedding chair.
Yeah,
but I actually drew it in 3D because I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
You know, you can download components. So decided I'm actually going to destroy it. So now I have a 3D Tiffany chair if anyone would like.
have you actually tried to work out how many hours you've spent on this wedding?
Ooh, no, dangerous stuff. I had a count. I had a count of how many hours I'd put in about 2 months in, and then I lost count.
I can just imagine. I mean, you were OCD.
OCD, yes. We're both OCD.
I can say that too. Yeah. No.
We are very aware of it. So all our friends, they were like, oh, OCD, ODD, wedding in the CBD of Joburg.
And I mean, what do we call it?
Hashtag.
The hashtag was OCD wedding.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was actually fantastic. The day after the wedding, all of our friends are sending us photos and videos, and there was this hashtag going around, wedding of the century. And we're like, oh, we'll take that. We'll take it. And people said they almost felt transformed, you know, into like a different part of, you know, a different era of being in because at the wedding.
And you know what? Since I've posted that photo, photo, so many people have said, you know what? It's so nice. It's refreshing to see something different.
Yeah.
Not as many flowers. Flowers are hugely expensive.
Yeah. And very expensive. And with a hall like that, as I said, it's about scale.
Yeah.
You want a flower wall. Okay. Now we're talking about 2,500 rand per square meter to create a flower wall, because each rose is 20 rand a stem.
Right.
You've got to be realistic about numbers. And that's a, like, you know, you want something, if it's out of your budget, if you can't do it yourself, if the person that you, you know, hired or quoted you on it is, it's just unattainable, you can't do it, you got to let it go. And there were some things that we had to let go that we were like, you know what, it doesn't fit into the budget, we can't
do it.
It's
not going to work.
Exactly.
And you know what, the end result, I mean, just seeing all that dancing, all the excitement, it was just... It was a difficult wedding for us because of the DIY element and just trying to manage. Is she actually going to be able to produce
everything? Yeah.
I didn't even know if it was all going to come together. I was like, okay, Friday afternoon, I let go. I was like, okay.
You know, and it was challenging. But for us, we were like, do we really want to do this?
Yeah.
But just seeing it all come together, it was phenomenal to see. So, it was, like I say, I'll be the first one to say it was one of the most challenging weddings we've done because of the DIY element.
Yeah.
But because we could see that you were so
pedantic
on your, even from the floor plan, it was like we could see everything was going to pan out. And we just had to, on the day when we arrived, we were like, okay, cool, let's just
follow what the bride said.
Yeah, exactly.
And hold
She's
on tight.
Given us the manual. Yeah, yeah, 100%. That's it. And that's cool. And I love what you've said about people actually letting go, because people don't actually have a realistic. In this day and day, it's crazy to me because a lot of brides are saying, oh, you know, weddings are so expensive. Mm. And it's not necessarily weddings. I mean, try to go, and I always use this example, go to Pick and Pay or Woolies with 500 rand or 1,000 rand.
See what you can buy.
Yeah, it's not
a
just
tube of
wedding.
Toothpaste. Good luck. 500
what
rand.
What toothpaste are you using for 1,000 rand?
Very expensive toothpaste. Whitening. Yes. It's got diamonds in it.
But you know, the world is an expensive place. And I love that you've said that you need to look at something and look at the quotes, and you can get two or three quotes and you can already see that everyone's kind of quoting on par.
Yeah, this is obviously what it costs. Like, there were a few things that we got quotes on, and it came to Connie and said, is this what it costs? You know, we were obsessed with the idea of getting a round bar because I worked with our whole geometric art deco. Mm. And I got about 10 quotes. I mean, I was sending out emails, or he was sending out emails, and we got about 10 quotes on round bars, and it was all coming back. The cheapest I found was 7,000 rand.
Right.
And I was like, 7,000 rand for a bar that doesn't include glassware, doesn't include the barman, and it doesn't include the drinks,
just the
ice. It doesn't even come with ice. What
Not
are we paying for?
Delivery as well.
Exactly. Like, so it was delivery, collection, VAT, you know, it all adds up. And we were getting the line by line items, and it was just, and I came to Carly and I said, is that actually what it costs? Because then we got to let it go. And in the end, we had two rectangular bars. And did anybody care?
Yeah.
No. It was only the bride who was like, I'm upset about the round bar. It's only the bride. And then that's it. And that's what it costs. So sometimes you have to let it go and say, you know what? Let's compromise. Let's give up on that.
What is
the most important? What is the most important? The most important thing is the celebration of love. As my dressmaker kept reminding me, she was like, I know you're stressed, but it's a celebration of love. It's about the two of you coming together. And it's the best party you'll ever have, but it's one day, and you know what? It's over, then it's over. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, life after this wedding. I'm so
interested. How much time do you have that's free now? Yeah. Because you were planning and, you know, quoting and making paper flowers.
You know, you get a quote while you're driving. My sister was next to me. I'm driving. She's replying, going, are you joking? We can't pay for this. What are these? We didn't order silver. You know, she was replying, and then I'd phone Ori and be like, can you reply to this guy? You know, did you see the quote from these people? So laugh after wedding, going back to shopping. We have clients coming up, you know, events we need to dress people for. And we've got a lot of the clients that obviously are pushed off to February because I was like, I'm getting married. I'm sorry. I don't have time. And we're doing that now. And we're back at work already. So, and now everyone's waiting to see what we're going to do next. They're like,
oh, the pressure.
Yeah.
Oh,
what is your house going to look like? I was like, what's the next party we're throwing, Ori?
He's probably no more
parties. Yeah. It was like a housewarming party. And I was like, aha, did we get a gift registry for that also?
So just in closing, what would you think is like three maybe tips that you could give to a bride who possibly thinks, you know what, I got this, I'm going to DIY it pretty much to the end, yes, and then hand over. What are three kind of fundamental non-negotiables that you would say for a bride who's planning on doing the DIY route or the Pinterest route?
So Pinterest, get ideas, get inspiration. I think that it's very important to kind of go with the look and feel of like, this is what we want. You know, if you want a beautiful romantic wedding with the candles and the flowers, then decide that's what you want. Stick to it, you know, but just find a practical way of doing it.
Right.
So definitely do get inspiration from Pinterest, get ideas, look what things also are you know.
Right.
Our wedding was us.
Right.
It was very me and Ori. It's very much our style. It's exactly what we like. Elegant,
right,
but so fun.
Right.
So fun. You know, we had the guy with the balloons coming out in the middle of the wedding, handing out crazy balloon hats.
Which I love. You guys have got to post a photo of that.
We definitely have to do the
octopus head like that. I need that in my life. I need
everybody needs a little bit of crazy balloon hat in their life.
Yeah,
and that confetti machine was just absolutely so much fun.
Can't have a wedding without confetti, aren't
right?
You?
Right.
Yeah, we had the confetti poppers at the ceremony that were heart shaped, and then the ones at the reception were all the gold and silver tinsel.
Gorge.
Was just beautiful.
Gorge. Okay, so definitely.
Get inspiration, but then also find something that's you. So you know, maybe not every detail is going to work out. Not everything is going to be as you started and say, these are the pictures, this is what we're having. But to have something that's also, you know, pertains to the couple and says, you know, this is us, this is our style, this is what we like. You know,
right,
if you, rustic's not our style. We went to go see a few venues that were thatch and we were like, oh, hell no.
It's not going
to
work.
I was like, I don't do thatch.
Yeah.
I'm not farmish. There are chickens here. No chickens near the wedding dress. I was like, I don't do chickens. And, you know, you got to find something that's your style.
Right.
Number two is let things go.
Let it go.
If it doesn't work out, if it doesn't fit in your budget, if everyone is fighting about it, it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, we fought to get City Hall, but it was the one thing that we were like, I'm so sorry.
Non-negotiable.
We're not negotiating and having our wedding and where everyone else has their wedding. It's just, that was like a, I'm sorry, like either we're having this or it's not our wedding.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, you got to be able to compromise on some things. And we did. We compromised on a few things. And I was like, what are we willing to compromise on? And it's tough decisions to make of do we give up on this or do we give up on that?
Right.
But you got to think about, you know, yourselves and just discuss it between you, what is the most important thing for you guys to have there. And
right,
for us, you know, we looked at a lot of ceremony venues. In the end, we had it in the garden of someone who just offered it to us. And it wasn't a wedding venue. It was just a beautiful garden.
Perfect.
And it wasn't, you know, a lot of the ceremony venues wanted 20,000 rand just for the ceremony. And, it, you know, it's for 45 minutes, half an hour.
Yeah, not even a
day. And your guests come and they leave. They go to the reception where you spend the rest of the night. That's an important venue.
Right.
And we had to compromise. And a lot of venues we looked at, we tried to, you know, speak to them and say, listen, it's just the ceremony. They weren't interested. That's what the cost. Great. If you can afford it, fantastic. We couldn't. And we had to cut it out and say, okay, we've got to find just a really beautiful outdoor garden.
Yeah.
We always wanted outdoor. So, just a beautiful garden. But it depends what you want.
Right.
And then, tip number three is if you're not a DIY bride, if you don't have the style, you don't have the taste, you don't actually know what you want.
Yeah.
A lot of brides say, I don't know what I want. I just want beautiful. I don't know what I want. And like for me, Ari was very concerned about the music. He loves, you know, the band was his department. The music at the ceremony was his department.
Yeah.
And the food.
Right.
He cooks. He's the master chef. So he would, like our menu was actually breakfast that we served for dinner. And that was like a fun idea that we came up with because we decided to do all milk foods, which is a bit unexpected. You know, people normally do
meat,
chicken. And I said, I actually cannot go to the same hall and eat the same food again. I'm going to cry. I'm like, please, can we do something different? And we decided to do that. But that was his department.
Right.
There was the food and the music. And my department was the decor and the styling. And you just got to play to your strengths. So if you're not the kind of bride that usually sits and makes, you know, paper roses on a Wednesday, don't decide now to start. Now's not the time.
And I think it's cool because you had the background to be able to do those things. You had the design. You had the design mind. You had the design skill set.
Yeah.
So you were able to get away from it. If it's not your thing, let it go.
Let it go. Let if it you're go. Not used to drawing floor plans, don't like try now.
Don't get involved.
Attempt. Exactly.
Don't get involved.
You know, ask a professional, ask somebody like the wedding specialist. Right. You know what they're doing. They've done this a million times before.
Right.
They're trained. They know what to do.
Right.
They know when the cake needs to be brought and when the cake knife needs to be there and what needs to be on wheels and what needs to be hauled in and yeah. logistics. And, you know, we just had a degree.
My body is still recovering. Look, yeah. Daniela, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio. I think this is a real eye-opener, especially for brides who think that, you know, doing it DIY could cut costs, but it could also cut your wedding in a bad way
exactly.
if it's not your exactly. if it's not your yeah. strong point. Yeah.
yeah.
Daniela Emmanuel Cohen, thank you from Shopality for joining us in studio. Please do keep
Thanks
up
so
with
much.
The conversation on Facebook. It's Wedding Central and hashtag Wedding Central on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks so much. CliffCentral.com.